Alexandre Ramos Geroldo is his name, but you can just call him Alex. And his wife, Anna Luisa, and their two little daughters, Alice and Eliza. But I'm going to let Alex say his wife's whole name. My son-in-law has four names. My daughter-in-law has five, but she has six. So she's, but I couldn't memorize them, so I asked him to tell. But some other interesting facts is that Alex, growing up, was such a voracious eater that the young people at church called him bricklayer, which is a term for a guy that eats a lot. He ate 33 pieces of pizza at Pizza Hut one day. So if you invite him over for supper, be prepared. You know, but yeah, but Alex came to Fried Hardeman and to study the Bible, has a degree in Bible from Fried Hardeman. Now he has a master's degree in ministerial counseling from Heritage Christian University. But he gave up a pretty important career in soccer. Now, people think, well, he's too big to play soccer. But you don't know, he's the goalie. And when he gets in there, Fried Hardeman never had a winning season until he came, played soccer at Fried Hardeman, defensive player of the year several times, had offers to play professional soccer in Brazil here in the States, but he went back to Brazil to preach the gospel. And we're just so proud. I've known Alex since the time he was born. I knew his parents when they were still single some 43 years ago. So I've had a long history. Could be more proud of Alex. Love his family, his father and his mother. They don't think about anything but the gospel. That's their lives is given to Jesus and blessings to the church. So we're really privileged to help support him in his work and ministry in Belo Horizonte, Brazil. And I'll let him tell Anna's name.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. It's good to be here tonight. I hope you're feeling good, because today is the Lord that the Lord has made. And I can't believe it's been 4 years already that since I last was here. And the last time we were here was only Anna and I. Of course, Alice was still in Wonderland. Oh, let me go ahead and say my wife's name first. FH, remind me that. So my wife's name is a princess name. She has six names. It's Ana Luisa Rezende Smith Maia Giroudo. Ain't that beautiful? That's a beautiful name. I like that. I just call her Anna. Yes, just. But the last time we were here, do y'all recognize the picture over there from the last building? Yeah, I spoke here 4 years ago, July 25th. Alice was there in Wonderland. And now Alice is out of the Wonderland, and she's here with us tonight. She's a blessing in our lives. She's a beautiful girl, in and out. You have to meet her in person, and I'll talk to her. She knows a few words in English, of course, but you'll be able to talk to her a little bit. And since Wonderland was empty, she made room for Elisa, and Alice has been promoted to Big Sister. There's a picture of hers holding a sign that said, "Surprise, I'll be a Big Sister." And that's a picture of her at the hospital with us, and Anna is holding Elisa. And now Elisa is also here with us tonight. They both are a blessing in our lives. Elisa is also a beautiful child, in and out, and she brings happiness to our lives. And Alice and Elisa are best friends forever. You know, they do everything together. Alice is always running after Elisa and checking on her all the time. And whenever Anna and I found out that we had another baby on the way, they were so excited. "Oh, you're going to have a baby brother, baby sister. I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet him, to hold him in my arms." Well, the first time Alice was at the hospital seeing Elisa, she came into the room. She said, "Where's my sister? Where is she?" And she was there, you know, in Anna's arm. "Mommy, can I hold her?" I said, "Of course." And Anna put her Elisa in Alice's arms, and and Alice goes, oh, so beautiful, so sweet." Alice is a blessing in her lives. And she got the same way whenever she heard that we are having another baby. And as a matter of fact, they got so excited that they wanted to drive around telling people about the good news, you know. But as a good parent, I said, no, you don't have to drive right now. But I caught Alice teaching Elisa how to be a big sister later on, writing on the whiteboard over there. That's in Portuguese, how to be a big sister. And Elisa's paying attention. Look at that. And they are blessing our lives. And we can't wait to meet our newest baby, which is on the way, which is now in Wonderland again. So let's pray before we start here to give all the glory to God, because He's the one who does everything that I'm about to mention here. Dear God, thank you so much for this beautiful day that you've given us. Thank you for allowing us to be here tonight to worship you, to praise your name, and to be servants of you, Lord. Thank you for this congregation. I'm blessed by these people, and these people, Lord, are a blessing in my life. I love them so much. And you do love them even more, Lord. Please help us to glorify you, to live for you, and to spread the news, the good news of the gospel of salvation. Lord, please use me here tonight as a tool on your hands so your name can be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, for those of you who do not know where Brazil is only 5,000 miles away from where we are right now. If you catch a straight flight from Belo to Nashville, it's only 13 hours. Well, at least that's what Google Maps says. But it took us more than a day to arrive here in Nashville. And Brazil is a large country. Brazil is number 5 in the world in terms of population and land-wise as well. There are over 215 million people in Brazil right now, so a lot of souls should be saved. And I live and work at the city of Belo Horizonte, Brazil. Here's a picture of Belo during the day. A lot of buildings. We are surrounded by the mountains. And this is just a small portion of it. There is no way to take a picture of the entire city. And here's a picture of Belo at night. You see how many lights there are in that city. So a lot of work to be done. And I work with the Central Church of Christ in Belo Horizonte, Brazil. This is the church building that started with our brother FH here. And he's one of the main reasons that I became a preacher, that I became a minister. He's an inspiration to me, and he's a blessing. You know, the Bible says that we're going to be reaping the fruits of those who do the hard labor. So I'm reaping the fruits that FH planted in the past. And this congregation is one of the fruits that I'm reaping right now. It's a blessing. And I believe that FH took this picture a while ago, maybe 6 years ago. But the congregation, thankfully, is growing. But before I go on here and talk about what God does through me and through many other people, I'm going to talk about what God does through my beautiful family. And Anna is my second most important ministry. My relationship with the Lord is first, and then Anna and the girls. I don't remember his name. Keith and FH can remind me his name, the brother who spoke at graduation last night, yesterday morning. It was an old brother. But anyway, he said that church, what's his name? Charles, yeah. I forgot his name. But anyways, he said that church, that caught my attention, that church starts at home. Your family, your wives, daughters, your sons, everyone in your house is your first ministry. So it's our responsibility to take care of them. And Anna is a blessing to the church in Brazil. She's a Bible school teacher, and that's her teaching the babies there. Alice is there in the picture. She loves learning. She loves singing. And she's memorized. She's 3 years old. Elisa is 18 months old. And Alice has memorized over 10 Bible verses already. She's a blessing. And I also equip other women to be a Bible school teacher. That's one of the meetings that Anna helped organize to equip the women there at church. And she's also invited to speak to women, women's conferences, meetings, and different places. Also, we have a children's home in Belo Horizonte. That's another vision that Brother F.H. Gates and Brian King, president of the Tennessee Children's Home, had for this ministry in Belo. And we go there on Sundays afternoon to teach the children about the Bible whenever we can. And that's Anna's. Anna has an ability to just catch the children's attention just like that. She's very capable, not because she's good or anything, but because she loves the Lord, and the Lord gives us good gifts to serve Him. Now, one of my main ministries and most of the personal Bible studies that I have is based on introducing and greeting visitors during the worship services. Now I go there in person, say, oh, good morning, good evening. It's good to have you here with us. This congregation loves you, God loves you. And then they feel welcome, they laugh. I make, you know, just healthy jokes about them. And then after the worship service finished, I go to each one of them, introduce myself again, said, well, I'd like to pray for you during this week. Is there something that I can pray you for? Can I go to your house? Can you go to my house? Can you come to the church building so we can set up a Bible study together? And like I said, many, many, many people become Christians through this ministry. And I wish I had time to talk about each one of them, but I'm going to use José Roberto here, for example. José Roberto came as a homeless to our morning service one Sunday. And I introduced him as a visitor. And after the service, I went up to him and said, well, José Roberto, it's good to have you here. Can I pray for you? Is there something this congregation can do for you? Would you like to study the Bible, learn more about God? He said, yes, I would like to study the Bible. Great. Say, when can I go to your place? When can we meet? He said, today. Today? Great. What time? Right now. I want to learn the Bible right now. Said, good, God is good. So it was a morning service. Anna, Alice, and I stayed with José Roberto, studying the Bible with him, presenting him the true gospel for 5 hours. And we left there about 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And the result is José Roberto is now a brother in Christ. He decided to become a Christian that Sunday afternoon. Not only he became a Christian, but he moved, like I said, he was a homeless, but he moved to another city and started worshiping with the people there. And he started participating on the seminar, one of the seminars that we have there in Belo. And he graduated from there. And he's now bringing people to Christ. Ain't that amazing? God is good, isn't he? God is good. You don't know what God can do through you. As a matter of fact, are there any visitors here tonight, first-time visitors? I'm not going to do what I do in Belo to you. Don't worry about it. I just want to tell you that I love you, and God loves you. And this congregation is a blessed congregation, and we are here to help you in each and every way we can. Okay? I also have an important ministry in Brazil. The last time I was here, I told you about the Future Ministers Camp. Are you, any of you familiar with the Future Ministers Camp? Hey, raise your hand if you are here in the States. Well, FH is. What pretty much happens is we go there, invite young men to be part of this camp, and we equip them to become preachers. We teach them how to conduct a Bible personal Bible study, how to develop a sermon from introduction, body, and conclusion. We teach them how to build relationships with people. We teach them about how to do youth ministry and many other things. And we started a Future Ministers Camp in Belo in 2018. Yes, that was the very first one. But Brazil is a large country. Like I said, Brazil is number 5 in terms of population and land-wise as well. So I talked to my beloved brothers there in Christ and said, well, how about planning a future ministers camp in other regions of Brazil? He said, yeah, let's do it. So this camp took place in Recife, Brazil. Well, Recife will be like, here's Tennessee, and we have New York on the northeast part of the country. So Recife is the northeast part of Brazil. And we had about 50 young men attending the camp. And a couple of the boys actually came from the north part of Brazil. Those two boys over here came all the way from Belém, Pará. Well, Belém, Pará, I don't know if you can see here on Google. I took a picture from Google Maps here. If you go by car, it's 29 hours. Look how many miles. It's about 1,200 miles from where the camp is. If you go by bus, it's 2 days. Or if you go walking, it's only 488 hours. Or you can just catch a flight and be there in 2 hours. It's a lot easier. And we give them Bibles, we give them books, you know, tools for them to work on their sermons, for them to work on their faith. And we have mentors helping them to develop their sermons. Here's one of the mentors helping lead Devo every morning. Another mentor helping the student there to develop his sermon. And here's an activity that we do with the young men, how to build relationships. You know, learning names, connecting with people, and this kind of stuff. Not only we learn how to do that in the church camp, but we also go outside and put into practice what we learned. Here's a picture of a brothers there praying for this man here at the beach in Recife. And look at this young boy over here. He's only 11 or 12 years old. I don't remember. But he's there spreading the news, handing out tracts, you know, inviting people to come to church. And the outcome in these camps, not only these young boys, they learn that they need to preach the true gospel, but they themselves learn the true gospel. And because some of them are too young, they decide to become Christians during that camp. So here's a picture of Guilherme becoming a Christian there. And one of the boys from Belém, Pará, also decided to become a Christian. And many others. I wish I had more time and pictures to show you. And not only during the camp, but also after the camp. Some of the boys told me, Alex, I would love to be baptized today, but I would love to have my family here present. I said, okay. And I'm going to be baptized on Sunday so my family can be there at the church building and see me becoming a Christian. And here's a picture of one of the boys being baptized on a Sunday. And back to the camp in Belo. Like I said, I wish I had more time to tell you about how each one of these boys are doing and what they're doing now. But here's Rodrigo. Rodrigo was one of the campers there in Belo. And here's me and my good friend Chuck Morris. Chuck Morris now took the position. He's one of the preachers there at the Spring Meadows Church of Christ in Spring Hill, Tennessee. And Rodrigo learned how to conduct Bible studies during the Future Ministers Camp. And he conducted a Bible study with his friend. He invited his friend to study the Bible, and his friend became a Christian. All the good stuff was happening until the pandemic came, right? I think y'all suffered a little bit as well with the pandemic. So we had to go to online services. And here's a picture of me ministering from home. Don't tell anyone, please. This is a secret, okay? But I was wearing flip-flops whenever I was ministering. Well, don't tell anyone. This is a secret. The brethren in Belo cannot know about that. But had it not been for the pandemic, though, I don't think I would start a very important and much-needed ministry. Because we had to pre-record or online services. We couldn't get together because the government didn't allow us. So everyone was scared and afraid to get together. And I told the elders, how are we going to do the congregational singing? So I had an idea, and I invited a couple of the brothers to help me out to record songs using just our cell phone. This picture is so funny. Anna, I was there practicing my part, okay? And here are diapers. These are diaper bags. And I'm in Alice's room. And Anna called me there, you know, practicing my part. And she took a picture of me using Alice's bags, diaper bags. And I was just using my phone, you know. And the other brothers were also using their phones. But I got their audio, their files, put them the audios together. And we have the music ready for the online services. And this music was used not only at the Central Church of Christ, but all over Brazil, because all the churches were in lockdown. They couldn't get together. They all went to for online services. So they used our songs and videos for their online services. And also because we did this kind of work there with the congregation, we had each part separately. We had bass, tenor, soprano, and alto. So I decided to come up with an app. It's being tested. We have the Android version ready. We are testing now the iOS version. Of course, it's in Portuguese. But we have all the hymns in Portuguese. We have this part here where you can listen to each voice separately. You just play, I want to learn the bass. So how do I sing bass? Just play, press bass, and then tenor, and then alto, and then soprano. So we're equipping the church how to sing four-part harmony. And there's also, you can read music, there are videos. You can have like a Spotify kind of system in your car where you can listen to the songs. Whenever it's ready, I'll send it to FH and y'all can download it for free. But I'm going to show you a video right quick, and I'm going to ask the brother there to turn up the volume for me for a second. And then this is something very similar that of what we've done with this ministry here. That's us in Portuguese. I'm so, is it turned on again? Sound? Oh, there you go. I'm so sorry to cut you in the middle of the video. I know you're willing to watch the whole video until the end, but you can go online and watch this video later. This video was organized by the a cappella company. Another fruit that another ministry that FH is involved. Keith Lancaster sent FFH, other missionaries, an email asking, well, do y'all have any of this song in Portuguese, French, Spanish, Japanese, and English? And said, Alex, this is a job for you. And FH connected me with the a cappella company. We recorded this video, and it's worldwide. It's representing all the continents in the world, you know, all the languages spread out throughout the world. But anyway, this is something very similar that we do with the app. Like I said, whenever the app's ready, you can ask FH so you can have it. But we also went to online meetings. This is a picture of us teaching our small group there. We also had to go to online Bible studies. And here's Bernardo and I having Bible study, personal Bible study together. And Bernardo became a Christian as a result. And one interesting fact about Bernardo, that I was blessed with the opportunity to study the Bible with and baptized his grandmother, his mother, his sister, and his brother-in-law. Now the whole family is serving the Lord. His sister-in-law is a lawyer, and she's one of the board members for the children's home there, and she doesn't charge a penny for her service. And Bernardo's brother-in-law, Leandro, is teaching our small group there. He's growing faith. No, just as in preaching, there are several different approaches to preaching. There's also different approaches to discipleship. And here's how I've been doing my discipleship with the people that I baptize. I'm going to use Daniel here, for example. Daniel studied the Bible with me, and then he became a Christian there. And I said, Daniel, how about we do our discipleship outside in a public place? So we did. Here's Daniel and I and his brother studying the Bible together, you know, having some acai. If you didn't have acai yet, you got to try acai. Acai is very good. It's a typical Brazilian fruit. But we just open our Bibles and start talking about God, you know, just, you know, have a conversation about the Bible. And people were passing by and, oh, what are you guys doing over there? Well, we are studying the Bible. Would you like to join us? And some of those people joined us. And, well, can we pray for you? Can we do something? So we just put into practice what we learned. That's what Christianity is about. And I asked, Daniel, do you have a friend, someone that you know, someone that you're close to that would like to study the Bible, would like to learn more about Jesus? He said, yeah, I have my friend Robert. Well, how about you invite your friend Robert to have a Bible study with us? So we set up a Bible study. There's Robert there studying the Bible. And each one of these boys helped me out to conduct the Bible studies. You know, I showed them how to do it. And as a result, Robert became a Christian. And that also led, that opened the doors to his brother, Guilherme, who is now studying the Bible. And Lord willing, soon to be converted. So pray for Guilherme and his conversion. And like FH said, and Keith is there, sitting by his beautiful family. Keith and I just graduated from Heritage Christian University. My master's degree was in ministerial counseling. And I was able to put into practice what I learned during my first semester with a young man there who had issues with drugs. So after we talked in one of our church camps, this young man became a Christian after that. Like I said, I wish I had more time. I do have more pictures in my computer if you want to learn. Well, let me tell you something. If you take me out to Cracker Barrel, I'll tell you everything about Brazil, everything you know. Just take me out, get me some sweet tea and some country food, and I'll spend the whole day there with you telling about Brazil. Anna and I love Cracker Barrel. That's one of our favorite restaurants. But I want you to know, each one of you here, that you are blessed for being part of this congregation. This congregation is very mission-minded. And it's not only serving the community in this area, in this city, the city of Lebanon, but it's serving the people in Brazil, across the globe, and saving people. So be happy, be thankful for being part of a great congregation just like this. And I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the work you guys are doing. There are some things here that I want to learn from you to take back to Brazil and apply that to Brazil so the congregation can be healthier and grow in faith and in number. But like I said, the last time we were here, we were by taking pictures with the building. The building, this building is beautiful. But the church in it, it's even more good looking. Look at you. Just look at the person by your side. Just beautiful people. Beautiful people. Beautiful people. So if you don't mind, instead of taking a picture with the building, I'm going to take a picture with you tonight. Okay? Everybody say Jesus like that. Jesus. Okay? Just follow me. Jesus. Okay? And I got my own selfie stick here, which is my arm. I'm going to take from this half and then from the other half as well. Okay? Say Jesus. All right. Now this half. Say Jesus. All right. Thank you so much. Well, I wanted you to meet some of your new brothers and sisters in Christ. I wish I had all the pictures here, but I don't. And I hope you enjoy and pray for these new converts. Just enjoy. Praise the Lord. Why? Because salvation has been brought down to us. Did you notice the expressions of joy in each one of those new converts' face? Why are those people happy? Why do they feel joy? The Bible tells us why. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 says, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. Why? because you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So why were those people smiling? Because they just received the salvation of their faith. Not only do we rejoice when we receive the salvation of our faith, but also there's rejoicing in heaven when you obey the gospel. When you give your life to the Lord, the Bible says there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents. And that includes God. The verse before, the Lord Himself says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. Ken, I have found you. FH, God has found you. Keith, Jesus is saying, I have found you. I have found each one of you. Rejoice with me. Rejoice with me." So will you rejoice with the Lord? And let the Lord and His angels rejoice with you as you obey the gospel tonight? Will you obey His commandments? Is there something this congregation can help you with? Let us know. Will you respond to this message as we stand and as we sing?